Everybody wants to be somewhere. Everybody wants to go somewhere. It's such a beautiful song, written by Bien Aimé, produced by DTX. I'm going to allow some background strumming to go on, just so that you know we have talent in here. Written by Bien Aimé, produced by DTX. On the vocals, you hear Kello Max, you hear Sini Manase, you hear Ben Saul. That is the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful track. You also hear Lisa Odor Noah, Chimano with Hallelujah, off Heavy Is the Crown. I still have chills when I think of this song. I still have chills when I think of the entire EP, this entire project. I don't know if you know how talented Kenyans are. It's incredible. It's unreal. And it almost feels otherworldly. That's what Bubbling Under sounds like this week. Be sure to place your vote between Chimano's Hallelujah and Wamugunda's Kanyoni Igakwa. And as we get ready to switch gears, remember, my name is Chow. I'm so glad to have you on board. This is The Lounge, and I just cleaned up with Ace Disinfectant because I needed to get the space clean. The reason I use Ace Disinfectant is because it has fast microbial competence to clean and disinfect on the go. Get yours today at all leading stores countrywide. And in the studio with me is somebody who I'm introducing simply because I have to do this introduction. But you can hear the guitar. You can hear what's happening. It's beautiful. It's perfect. And he is, I don't even know how to get started. It's so hard. Because in the midst of all the great music, in the midst of artists that have emerged over the past year, this particular artist is making his mark by continuing to prove why small city kids are up next. He has, over the years, been able to build this segment where we have met, discovered countless artists, countless. I mean, artists who have gone on to do such amazing things. And now he's here as an artist. He's making it clear that he intends to go above and beyond his origins as a rap artist, displaying not only his lyrical prowess, but vocals as well. Now, you might, when you saw the poster, I'm pretty sure you're like, I know I've seen this face somewhere. Well, you've heard him, and his efforts, because his talent, he's talented, have also landed him a guest appearance on Grammy. I'm so proud of this guy, man. I'm just so proud of him. Of Grammy award-winning producers and songwriters. His brother is Sauti Sol. Olango Karibu Sana. Whew. We had a moment. Oh, man, I can't believe this.
Neither can I, honestly.
I said I was not going to cry.
Neither can I. And
welcome. Welcome.
I've
gotten it together. It's just, yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
To this full circle. We were talking about that.
Yeah, it's been quite the journey, eh?
Yeah, from recording the first interview that your brothers had on this show. This is why I'm really emotional. The first interview that Sauti Sol had, you recorded it on tape at home.
Yeah.
For them to listen to.
Yeah.
And now you're here. Small city kid, you're up next. How are you doing, Olango?
Emotional.
I think we are. Yeah, we are emotional.
I think I called you almost like every other day this week, just like trying to, can I, what do you think? And, you know, it's just because like, I've always dreamt, I never knew how it would look like. I never knew how this moment would feel, but I've dreamt of it all along, you know?
Yeah. And now you're here.
I'm here.
Yeah. Small city kid, you're up next. What was it like? I know you said, he's just mentioned that you called me almost every day leading up to coming into studio. And we had conversations. I kept saying, just come as you are. Just come as you are. Because that's, you know, you have paved and opened doors for very many artists. And now you're the artist coming in. Why? What got you to say, I want to venture into this? What is an inspiration? Who did you look at, or what did you see happening around you that said, I want to be able to do this? I think I'm that small city kid that's up next.
Honestly, there's many factors. I had a child, you know,
yeah.
and that sort of like I won't call it a wake up call, but just like sort of gave me that whole, I want to be able to like inspire him to also just like follow his dreams by following my dreams, you know. Like I've always been scared to take this step from the get go, and just being able to do it, you know, I hope, you know, will inspire not just him but all the other people out there who, you know, have dreams, who are too scared to actually like go after their dream.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you're showing them that it's possible.
It's possible.
Yeah. It's possible. Now, one of the things that you mentioned was you were inspired by your brothers.
Yeah. Yeah. So my blood brother, first yeah. of all, did an entire album singing, you know, and caught everyone off guard.
He did. Yeah. Father Studies did that.
You know, like my entire family was just like, oh, so now you sing, you know. And that was another factor, honestly. Like it was because he's my best friend, you know. Like I've grown up, he's the person I call when I have thoughts or when I have like a bunch of things and I just like need to outlet. And he's also like, his journey to an extent, I feel like I've also like been in that journey because I've learned a lot through being around. I've learned a lot through being on the ground with them. I've learned a lot through just observing, you know. So like him also, and to an extent, everyone else in Saudi as well, like also like, you know, just like going out and doing their individual,
their Alone Together project.
Alone Together project.
Like, you were saying that that was really also made a difference.
Really,
yeah.
Honestly, it made me think. Okay, cool. These guys have also like it must be super scary for them, you know, like because when you're used to having like three other people next to you for over 15 years. Then all of a sudden, now you're in studio. Of course, you're getting support, but like you're in studio and you're in studio for your own music. I'm sure it's super scary for them, but like they faced it, and just that bravery also just like allowed me to, okay, cool. I know I've tried being an artist before and I never really got through to it, but I felt like now is the time to actually just face that fear and just like, you know, like there's nothing that's gonna like stop me. There's nothing that can stop me, you know. And I've put in work. I put in so much work for artists, for the industry. And I feel like the work that I put in is just preparing me for, or was all like in preparation as well for this, you know, for this moment for me as an artist. And I realize, you know, like art is not a me thing, you know, like as in it's even artists get inspired by other artists. And I'm so glad that my journey also has had so many artists, that I've worked with so many artists over the years, and they've also like all inspired me to also just like, they all like, you know, you're really good, you know, like as in just go for it, like just do it, you know. And here I am.
Here you are.
I don't know if I've answered your question.
You have, perfectly. And there's no right or wrong way. You know, you got onto African Star. You were able to showcase your songwriting prowess. And sometimes we think, okay, you're amazing on the guitar, but you also write songs. Where do you get the inspiration to write? Because you're now doing your own music. Is there a particular place that you get an inspiration? Do you have to go into nature? You know, I read somebody who said that when they're taking a shower, they get ideas. Some people in the middle of their sleep, you know, they get a song in their dream and they wake up. So do you have one particular place or one spot that you get an inspiration?
Actually, yeah, nature. It's so interesting you mentioned nature because, like, that's the first place I usually like run to. We're lucky as Kenyans to just like have a lot of like nature around us. Outside the city, of course, like as in just like in the outskirts, there's a lot of nature. So usually, my songwriting process starts with I just like have random melodies and my phone memory is almost full just from, you know, just like mumbles and all of that. And I go to nature because it's super quiet. It allows me to actually like sort of like lock out every other thing that's happening and connect with myself, connect not with my thoughts, but like more, like I'm more present, you know?
Yeah.
So when I actually like think about the melodies or like reflect on the melodies that I've recorded, then I just, you know, start putting words to it and start putting, okay, cool, this is a story. And it just goes, it's, excuse me, it's like I never really have a, okay, I'm going to write about this. Like so far, it's just been, I start writing and it's kind of like the spirit guides me to just like, okay, this is the next line you need to talk about, or this is the next. Sometimes it doesn't even end in one day, you know, like I could write and go back to it after like 3 weeks because randomly, as I was, I don't know, like washing dishes, just one line came and it becomes an epiphany and just allows me to just like expand on what I'd written before. And when I look at it from, you know, just like from hindsight or just like looking back at it, it's actually all nicely connected and it makes sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So that's sort of my songwriting process at the moment.
All right. I like that you say you let spirit guide you. I've heard that almost every single artist tells me the same thing. They feel like they're a vessel and spirit just gets into them and they are used in one way. And that's very special. I think that's what helps music connect to us, because it's spirit to spirit. It's very spiritual. Mm. Let's go into 2022 because we're getting ready to listen to Olango's set. You want to, you want to make sky level your career and destiny. You're just getting started. Your song Sky Level, there's a line there, I don't understand it, so I'm gonna ask you before we get into you performing. Sina Utiaji or Sipendi Utiaji?
Sina Utiaji.
What does Utiaji mean? I know Sina. I don't. What is I have no idea what that word means. I'm sure it's Sheng.
It is Sheng.
Okay, there
I've
you
never
go.
Actually had I've never had to think about what Utiaji means in
okay, maybe in Swahili, because I know it's not. I just kept saying it's not.
It's just somebody who irritates, annoys, or is nagging, or is, you know. So like for me, actually, let me just like try and explain it in context with the song. So we've started this conversation on that whole dream and fear and all of that. And for me, over the years, I'll be 100% honest. Over the years, at some point, I started feeling, you know, like I've done so much for artists, I'd love if they did something for me, but that wasn't the right energy, you know. Like it's if I'm sent to be, I don't know, like a prophet or something, like I shouldn't expect, you know. So like last year I just realized, now as I was looking back, I was just like, okay, cool, actually no, you need not be or feel some type of way about like being there for artists. You actually need to find a reason why you feel that way, you know. And for me, it came to...
You were working on yourself.
Yeah, I was working on myself. And it was okay, cool. So when you work on yourself, you actually get to then see, honestly, like every other person is actually rooting for you, but they're also going through their journeys, you know. And in that space where especially the dreamers, the artists, the guys who are like striving to like go a different way other than what, you know, like a majority go, they're in a place where they're living their truth. And when they're living their truth, like they really don't want or like don't have the energy to like nag or annoy. They're just like in a level where, yeah, I'm jumping off a building and I'm hoping to fly, you know. And when I'm hoping to fly, I want to focus on the actual flying. I don't want to focus on nagging anyone, because so that energy is going to bounce back.
Negative energy, basically. Just getting rid of negative energy.
Yeah.
All right. I like that. So I think we're ready for you. Ready for us? Yeah, you better be. Yeah, you're ready. He's ready for us. We're getting ready to listen. We're getting ready to listen to Olango, who is performing for the very first time here on The Lounge as himself, as the artist. You heard his part of his story. He has gotten a lot of love and support from the industry and from artists in general, from his brother Polycup, Fancy Fingers, from his brother's Saudi Soul. He's gotten a lot of support, and here he is, just about to make his debut. Stand by for that.
The Live Sessions on the Capitol Lounge.
So this is a prayer to myself, and I hope to all the believers out there that it becomes a prayer to you as well. Whenever I want to like perform, I usually go to the mirror and say this to myself. So, believe in yourself, self, 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 self. Believe in yourself, self, 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 self. Believe in yourself, and you'll find providence, the perfect tool to see what's next. Deep in yourself, you'll find consciousness, funga, macho, take a step. Only after you leap is when you'll find confidence to fly like holiness. But until then, utakumbuka jana na ujuzi, akiba ayozi, talanta si ya juzi, nandi nalikiongozi. I'll just start again. You know, sometimes it takes a while to actually believe, especially in yourself, yeah? Pamanga, panganga na upuzi, kwa wanjo tapunguza, esabu ya kuuza, himali, mahali tumetoka pia ni mbali. Kona usingizi, tuko kazi, hatulali. Usinisifu sana, utadhani mimi ndio dini. Mansa Musa kwa umbali, nimejazwa na madini. Believe in yourself, self, 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 self. Believe in yourself, self, 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 self. So it's just a prayer, honestly. And with prayers, you know, there's no perfection. It's just what you feel and what you want to express. And like I was saying earlier, the next song is actually my debut single. It's called Sky Level. And if you have any dream out there and fear is holding you back, just be okay with jumping, because there's so many people who are rooting for you that you don't even know, and they'll allow you to fly. Even if it's not like with wings, guys will carry you, you know, and you'll fly. Yeah. Sky level, sina utiaji, niko 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 sky level, sina utiaji, sky level, sina utiaji, niko sky level, niko sky level, niko sky level, sina utiaji, 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 sky level, sina utiaji. One times two, my sabu ni mepiga life bao tatu zero mbio mbio, yani hat trick juu. Hindo vibe, mina tribe, tuna thrive, tuna fly, una drive, so tunaji do. Well, maybe that's your point of view. Yeah, maybe you may misconstrue. yeah, maybe huna response juu, huna response juu. We Tommy, mbona unajifanya unioni? Mbona unanyamazia maoni? Kwani hauchomi? Mbona unajifanya uko holy? Shika mikrofoni, bonga, show me. Pole, pole, slowly, slowly. Haraka ni ya nini, take it easy. Msee niko on this year. Shika simu, sikia mina kupatia feeling kumbatia. So, sina utiaji, niko sky level. 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 Sky level. I said when I come to perform this, I'll ask the people who are actually listening on speaker at home, whether you're driving and all of that, just to like respond with Sina Utiaji. I know I won't hear you, but I know I'll feel your energy. Niko sky level, sina utiaji. 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 Sky level, sina utiaji. Niko sky level. Kuna mse alini show siezi grow bila enli. Water my plants kajisave na kisembe. Mkulima juu njata kikosa kijembe. Mpotevu bila map bado nitafika heaven. Minister, government na solar system. Sinisters tunabadilisha system. Crime yangu greatness na nyindo my witness. Na in my defense I'm cleaning my mistakes. Roo chafu akili na missteps. Star jabu ya Musa Firauni. Na adabu I'm no longer frowning. No longer broken. Charlie pia poken. The advice kwa mira usichoke. Dishes konde mafiso kikuja. Zidi ustoboke roundina. Jituma, mbio za Kipchoge. Sina utiaji, niko sky level. 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 So I have a couple of people in studio. Chao, of course. And people from my team. And they're gonna help me feel your energy. They'll just respond to what I'm saying. Niko sky level. 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 Now say it like you mean it. Niko sky level. 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 Niko sky level.
Thank you for your courage. Thank you.
Thank you guys for
thank you for your courage. No, seriously. I appreciate you so much being here in this full circle moment and going out and living your dream and saying, I'm gonna do it no matter what. And you have so much support. You've called everybody to support you, and everybody's gonna support you simply because you have called it out. You have called it out. And we're all going to support you. Thank you so much, Olango.
Thank you as well for always having your door open for artists. And
yeah.
I know I've been telling you that. Now I actually feel like all that you've done for artists. And thank you so much as well, like, for all the people, all the dreamers out there who just like come and yeah, I have a song. Like, it's not easy getting on radio, you know, and you know, you always just like let us come and express, and thank you so much as well. I appreciate
your expression is what keeps us going. Like I said, you are guided by spirit. It's spiritual, your music. It connects us and it enables us to understand ourselves better. And that gift is given to you. No one can take it away. So I want to thank you for coming. All the artists, Capital FM appreciates you as well very much. We support artists, and we look forward to having you back. I look forward to having you back. Is that a promise?
Promise,
is
promise,
it,
promise.
And it's a debt.
I hope you guys know.
English flashback. Promise is a debt.
Promise
okay.
is a debt.
So we've got to switch gears, got to get into the world of news. Olang, I want to thank you so much for coming once again. You're going to be able to catch this. We're doing a quick changeover if you hear this happening in the back. And as this happens, I want to thank you so much for keeping me company today. Remember that Football Sundays is on the way. Gospel Tracks of Walt Baby Love is going to play soon after that. The incomparable DJ Adrian, none like him, is going to be coming up on the Soul Groove. One Love with DJ Raz Luigi, because reggae don't stop. And the Capital Jazz Club opens up at exactly 7 o'clock with Kaima Mwiti and Jacob Asio. That rounds up your Sunday listening. God bless you. Take great care of yourself. And like I always say, ciao.